Trump's confidence is undimmed, but every Iran option comes with risk. Dozens killed after Afghanistan rehab center struck Utah. Bereavement author found guilty of fatally poisoning her husband. Fire came from the sky and burned them, life on the brink of civil war in South Sudan. Gas on the line, will the Iran war squeeze India's piped gas next? And the burger goes to Michael B. Jordan marks Oscars win at In-N-Out. Sri Lanka declares Wednesdays off as Asian countries try to conserve fuel. Millions without electricity as Cuba's power grid collapses. Whistleblower murder suspect is former elite officer, South African police say. AI firm Anthropic seeks weapons expert to stop users from misuse. Russia agrees to stop using Kenyan recruits in Ukraine conflict, Kenya says. Moving English tests for migrants online risks criminal abuse. Providers warn Ecuador deploys 75,000 soldiers and police to combat drug gangs. Iran hits key UAE oil port and Dubai airport. Meta and TikTok let harmful content rise after evidence outrage drove engagement, say whistleblowers. UN receives reports alleging torture of detainees in Venezuela continues. Wary allies show there's no quick fix to Trump's Iran crisis. Trump says presidents should not have learning disabilities as he mocks Newsom's dyslexia. My mother cried out one last time. Palestinian boy 12 describes how Israeli forces killed his family in car. Iran taking steps to prevent anti-establishment protests, Tehran residents tell BBC. Far left and far right gains throw French mainstream parties into a quandary. We will go wherever they hide, rooting out IS in Somalia. A new norm, BBC visits Doha market starting to fill up again, 2 weeks into Iran war. Watch, Reunion resident gets close to lava from erupting volcano. Historic firsts, emotional speeches, and a tie. Watch the top Oscars moments. Mexico City breaks Guinness record with giant football training session. Watch, why Karg Island is a lifeline for Iran. Drones, rockets fired at U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Security sources say oil gains over 2% as market weighs Iran war supply risks. Analysis, Gulf states press U.S. to neutralize Iran for good as Hormuz crisis deepens. Gold prices rise above 5,000 aughts with Iran war. Central banks in focus. U.S. average diesel prices cross $5 a gallon as Middle East war tests global economy. Oil prices slide 3% as some ships transit Strait of Hormuz. Oil prices fall after more than 40% surge on Iran conflict. Israel says Lebanese displaced won't return until its own citizens are safe. Google in talks with China's EnviCool for data center cooling systems, Reuters. Top two Chinese oil stocks, according to Goldman Sachs, Google in talks with China's EnviCool, others to buy data center cooling systems, sources say. Tesla, LG Energy to build $4.3 billion battery plant in Michigan. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 0.54%. Blue Owl tipped UK mortgage lender Century into insolvency, FT. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 0.36%. Blue Owl tipped UK lender into insolvency after discrepancy concerns, FT reports. Factbox, 500,000 lose power as storms batter U.S. Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and South. U.S. judge upends Kennedy's overhaul of childhood vaccine policies. Cuba to allow nationals living abroad to own businesses on island, NBC News reports. U.S. manufacturing output increases. Homebuilder sentiment ticks up. Industrial production edges up, surpassing forecasts. Canadian housing starts rise slightly in February, says CMHC. NY Empire State Manufacturing Index dips below expectations. Severe oil shock could drag S&P 500 down to 5,400, Goldman warns. South African inflation expectations hit record low in Q1 survey. No booze, beer, and hummus. Healthy habits reshape UK inflation basket. UK house prices edge up in March, but remain below last year's levels. German infrastructure fund failed to spur extra investment, IW says.